the same word if you were going to put shortening around a pan so that something wouldn't stick.
Grease.
You're going to do what?
Grease it.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday you...
greased it.
And if the stuff got all over your hands, you'd say they were all...
greasy.
Mm-hmm. And then what is the stuff that you'd put on a door hinge if it were squeaking?
Oil.
Mm-hmm. And what did they used to burn in lamps?
Oil. Or kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same?
No, it's different, but... I've heard... Yeah, you hear the term oil lamp all the time, so that's why...
Did you ever see a makeshift lamp made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Yeah.
Would you have a name for it?
Molotov cocktail, is it called, or...
Okay. Is that actually a lamp, or...?
No, it's a firebomb.
Would you have one that's just used for a lamp?
No, I wouldn't. I haven't seen one.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Inside the tire of a car is the inner...
wheel?
Or inside...
or the rim?
There used to be inside the tire of a car. I don't think they even have them anymore.
Spokes?
Yeah, this is of a car.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, okay. Toothpaste comes in a...
tube.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you've just built a boat and you're going to put it into the water for the first time, you say you're going to...
launch it.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
Bateau.
What's a bateau?
It's a small rowboat.
Okay. Is it flat bottom?
Yeah.
Pointed or square?
I don't distinguish to that point because I'm not around them that much.
Mm-hmm. And what is it that Peter said he was going to go out in?
Oh, a canoe.
What's that?
Small craft. It's pointed at both ends.
Mm-hmm. And the bottom?
Yeah. The bottom is rounded, but it don't know whether it has a keel or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see if I can get this. These grammatical things are awfully hard to get when you're actually asking somebody. If he said he was going to get some water and you wanted to know whether you were too, you might ask...
Are you going to get...
No, you're talking about yourself.
Okay. Are you going to get...
No, you're talking about yourself. You want to know if you personally are going to get it. So you ask...
Am I going to get it?
There it is. Uh-huh. If a child is just learning to dress himself, his mother might bring in the clothes and say...
Dress yourself, kid. No.
Referring to the clothes, she says.
Here are your clothes.
Mm-hmm. And this is just similar to the here are situation. If I ask you if you think that George Busby would be reelected governor of Georgia, you would say, I don't think so, but...
He might.
But blank, many people who think so.
There are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you met a little boy on the street and he thought that you were going to do him some physical injury, you might say to him, don't cry, I...
won't hurt you.
Or instead of saying won't, I...
can't.
Using going, I...
oh, I'm not going to hurt you?
Mm-hmm. If you're having an argument with somebody and you're trying to convince them that you're right, that you are right, you might say, well, I'm right. This is impossible to get. Would you say, ain't I, or aren't I, or am I not, or what, in that situation?
Oh, I'm right, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody thanks you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it, we're
going this way?
Mm-hmm. That's it. And if I ask, was it you in town I saw yesterday? You might say, no, it...
wasn't.
Wasn't what?
Wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. And if a woman took a little square of cloth and she was going to buy a material of a certain color, that would be a...
sample?
Mm-hmm. If a little girl had on a dress that you thought was attractive, you might say, my, that's a very...
attractive dress. No.
Not attractive.
Cute. Pretty.
And you might say, Susie's dress is prettier, but I have one that's even...
nicer, or...
using a form of pretty.
Is it prettier?
Okay.